What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about retail-mageddon and the list of store closings this year. It's shocking. CVS has started closing some of their stores. They have thousands of them, but they're starting to shut them down. Foot Locker is closing 110 stores. Guess, 60 stores. Gymboree, 350 stores will close. H.H. Gregg, all 220 stores are closing, and the company is filing for bankruptcy. J. Crew, closing 50 stores instead of the original 20 they announced. J.C. Penney has closed 138 stores, and they plan to turn all the remaining ones into toy stores. The Limited, all 250 retail locations have been closed, and they've gone digital in an effort to remain in business. I think that J.C. Penney one, where they're going to turn some of their stores into toy stores, they know what's coming for Toys R Us. Macy's is going to close 7 more stores. More than 5,000 employees will be laid off. Michael Kors, 125 stores. Payless, 800 stores this year, filed for bankruptcy. Radio Shack, more than 1,000 stores have been shut down this year. I didn't even think they were still around. Rue 21, closing 400 stores. Sears, Kmart, 300 locations. Toys R Us have filed for bankruptcy. No store closures announced yet. And they're trying to say the stores will remain open. Wet Seal, all 171 stores will soon be closed. So don't tell us the economy is doing well. It very obviously is not. People don't have money to go down to the stores and buy the stuff these stores are selling. Now, they're all trying to blame online sales like Amazon and so forth and so on. But online sales like Amazon, as much money as Amazon is making, it still really only accounts for 2 to 3% of consumer spending. Now, Gibson Guitar is looking at bankruptcy. They're starting to lay off their employees, another iconic name in this country. Over at United Airlines, they have ended their policy of giving employees who hit key goals a $300 bonus. Management comes in and says, we need you to do so much of this. And if the employee gets there, he gets a $300 bonus, except that's stopped. United has replaced this with a lottery, meaning employees who meet their goals are entered in a lottery that has a single quarterly grand prize of $100,000. They can also win one of 10 Mercedes-Benz, one of 20 $20,000 vacations, one of 30 $10,000 vacations, one of 300 $5,000 bonuses, or one of 1,000 $2,000 bonuses. And this is going to save United Airlines millions of dollars. As generous as those prices are, you need to remember, United has 89,000 people working for them. Which means most of those 89,000 won't get anything for meeting their goals. That may backfire on them tremendously. Okay, before we get into the news about immigration in Europe and so forth, I want to back on up here. Remember how I've been saying that this Russia hacked the DNC story doesn't stand up because the timestamps on the file show they had to be copied to a flash drive. So now the story has changed. Christopher Steele has now come on out and said that the DNC emails were stolen by a Russian agent within the Democratic Party. And they're probably going to try and dump this on Seth Rich, who cannot speak in his own defense. It's a Russian agent inside the Democratic Party. Okay, common sense time. Let us stipulate for a moment that Russia did hack the DNC emails, or they had an agent inside who copied all those files onto a flash drive. Why would they take them to WikiLeaks? There's a fabulous amount of blackmail information in there that would allow Russia to covertly control the Democratic Party for decades to come. It's a little bit of common sense, want to think about right there. Now, Italy just had their elections, and the Eurosceptic parties basically cleaned up, and all these European Union bigwigs are just being silent. Because the Italian voters just showed open contempt for the Brussels project here. Now, there's a case coming up in the Supreme Court, and it's basically opening the door for more refugee problems. And the idea being that if the Supreme Court finds that Sharia supremacism equals Islam, equals religion, equals immunity from governmental protective measures, then they can come and go as they will. Because of that First Amendment, the government's not allowed to interfere with a religion. So what we have here is a Supreme Court that could conceivably declare that jihadis are protected by the First Amendment because of their religion and just open the door to letting them come on in. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, down in San Diego, there is this illegal alien from Mexico, and he pled guilty in a San Diego courtroom. He stole an American's identity, and he pocketed $361,000 in government benefits over a 37-year span. Now, there's another court case coming up that might have some serious ramifications. And it has to do with a monument, the 90-year-old Peace Cross. And the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday refused to revisit an October decision that declared the Peace Cross was unconstitutional because it rests on public property. I get sick and tired of seeing all this thing about, oh, you can't have Christian symbols on public property. And yet, every holiday season, you see menorahs and dreidels and everywhere. Here's the real sticking point. If this court decision stands, it could result in all of the memorial crosses being banned from all the national cemeteries, like Arlington. That's public property. And there's row on row of crosses, and yes, there's a few Stars of David. What are they going to do? Just go on in and chop those all off? You can see how ridiculous this could be taken to an extreme. All right, let's talk about the Oscars. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, but obviously last night was the big party. And prior to the Oscars actually getting underway, there were three billboards popped up in Los Angeles blasting Hollywood. One billboard said, "We all knew and still no arrests." The second one said, "Name names on stage or shut the heck up." The third one said, "And the Oscar for the biggest pedophile goes to." Now, this may be a reference to the movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, and I forget the name of the state that it's in there. And it's a good movie. Claire and I actually watched it, and it picked up two Oscars for Best Actress and for Best Supporting Actor. And it's a tremendous script. I don't know why the script didn't win. They had seven nominations, though. What's really interesting, again, more liberal hypocrisy on display. The celebrities are up there pushing gun control, surrounded by a wall of 500 armed officers. Remember that photo that surfaced of Ellen DeGeneres last week? She's at an anti-gun rally, and she's got six armed security guards around her. Now, I think America's getting sick and tired of Hollywood hypocrisy because this year's Oscars had the lowest ratings ever. I didn't watch the Oscars. I haven't for a lot of years, ever since Stargate got shafted by the Blue Ribbon Committee here. Now, a while ago, there was this gentleman, Frederick DeMond Scott, 22-year-old Burger King employee, and basically was out on social media saying all white people should be killed. And it turns out he was taking his own advice. He's now been charged in the murder of six white people. They were all shot. They were all middle-aged. They were all white. That's how dangerous this racist thing is getting. They're actually convincing black people that they have some kind of a right of revenge for slavery. And, of course, Maxine Waters is pandering to that. Vote the Democrats into the House. We'll give you money. Where are they going to get the money? From the white people. What's happening? What happened in Zimbabwe, what is happening right now, this moment in South Africa, could actually happen here, where the government comes on in and says, we're just going to take stuff away from white people and give it to the black people. That's how serious this is going to be. Up in Washington, D.C., there's been a big scandal in terms of fraud being committed by the schools themselves to enable more of their students to graduate, even though they don't actually meet the requirements. Apparently, there's been a lot of absences, a lot of truancy rate. Following the investigation, the D.C. high school graduation rate, which had been at 73%, and even that is pretty bad, dropped to 42%. That shows you why our educational system isn't working, which is why, in turn, we don't have the trained talent pool to compete in a global marketplace. We just don't. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Bob in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is you're incorrect about the silver. The ratio right now is 80 to 1. That is very historically high. So like you're saying, apparently, silver has done quite well. Where are you getting that from?
The article is linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. I've already deleted it from my talking point, so I can't get back.
That's fine. But, Michael, I mean, here's the thing. I think most of you talkers, your filters are clogged. You take in so much information that it's time to change the filter. And I think you guys need to take a step back because, number one, look at your life. Look how it's been a failure. You know, everything's so terrible.
Okay,
it's
Bob,
so negative.
Bob. Okay, Bob, we're going to let Bob go. Bob's just coming on in to rant and rave. Now, again, what we report here is stuff that is coming out from industry experts with their own websites. And you can look at whatreallyhappened.com. We link to the original sources so you can verify it for yourself. Anyway, now, getting on back to the real world. Apparently, there is now a move in several states to declare pornography a public health risk. And like other declared threats to public health, such as alcohol and tobacco, they're not talking about a ban, they're talking about a tax. Rhode Island has a bill that would charge residents $20 to unblock porn. It's just another money-making scam. It really is. Now, here's an interesting story, and probably because this is what I grew up with. Over in London, the young people are starting to get very concerned about plastic pollution. And by the way, Sir Richard Attenborough did a wonderful episode of Blue Planet 2, really talking about how bad it is. And so apparently young people are now demanding milk companies to go back to the days of the glass milk bottle, which means milkmen and now milkwomen will be delivering the dairy to the homes and then picking up the empties and taking them back. And that is pretty much what I grew up with as well. So I think it's a good idea. I do believe in recycling. It's never really penciled on out, but there is too much plastic in this world. There's no question about that. Somebody actually wrote on in and said, we don't need to have steel and aluminum for the cars. We can make them out of plastic. And yes, some cars already do have body panels that are made out of plastic. Somebody else wrote on in and said, you can actually make a car body out of hemp. And apparently there's a way to process it where it's very strong and rigid. The downside of that is, how are you going to grow that much hemp? Where are you going to grow that much hemp to supply the automobile industry? Now, Gateway Pundit is a website that we go to an awful lot, and Facebook has just basically banned them because of their conservative beliefs. The purge is definitely on. Facebook and Twitter have altered their platforms to prevent Gateway Pundit stories from being shared, and now they're just completely banned. CNN has started calling and, for lack of a better word, harassing advertisers on Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel. and basically ads like Nike, Acer, 20th Century Fox, Paramount Network, Mormon Church, Moen, Expedia, Alibaba, HomeAway, NRA, Honey, Wix, and ClassPass. And the article says that because of CNN's contact with them, they've suspended their ads. They're probably afraid that CNN is going to do a story saying that Nike is supporting these dangerous truth websites. They won't call them a truth website. Fake news websites here. And YouTube has hit InfoWars with a third strike and taken them down. Remember, they had one, then they had two, and then public pressure, YouTube pulled one back. Now they did two in a row, three strikes, and they're out. And so there's articles all over saying this may be the last video of Alex Jones on YouTube. And this is simply not right. We're supposed to have freedom of speech and the freedom to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. And where we peacefully assemble is not defined. So whether it's Facebook or Twitter, if it's a peaceful assembly, it's protected by the First Amendment. Now, I know Twitter's being sued by some freedom of speech lawyers, and I hope they win. Meanwhile, I would encourage people to leave these obviously compromised social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, so forth, and start with some of these new up-and-coming social media platforms that are protecting free speech and seizing the opportunity to displace these so-called giants. Mike Adams' YouTube channel has been taken down. Ryan Dawson's YouTube, they took it down, deleted everything. It's just this complete censorship going on. Apparently, Twitter suspends a user for calling Maxine Waters a crazy old lying lunatic in a bad wig. And this was in response to Maxine Waters continuing to insist that anybody who's questioning the government about anything must be a Russian bot. We're all supposed to be Russian bots. Russia, 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 Russia. Now, over at Google Shopping, they removed all shopping search items with the word gun in them, which took out water guns, Guns N' Roses, Burgundy, paint guns. Now, Google's backed off on this. It was a huge embarrassment, and that's now reinstated. But the censorship rampage is out of control, and apparently, they're taking down videos about things like donkeys, chickens, and home gardening. They're not going video by video to see if it offends their community standards. They're just they're targeting conservatives, is what they're doing. And this seems to be part of a larger program of simply slapping down conservatism in general. Now, what's really interesting, of course, the liberals are out there saying, well, these are private companies. You know, the YouTube has a right to discriminate based on politics. Aren't these the same people who, like, excoriated a baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple? It's another case of liberal hypocrisy. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
A few points for you. One, did you have a hand in the working on the film Stargate that you're thinking that they got kind of the shafted or whatever as far as the Academy Award?
No. Yeah, I did work on Stargate, and what the Blue Ribbon Committee does, it's all politics. They try and decide what films might be able to financially exploit an Oscar. And unfortunately, the company that produced Stargate was in serious trouble. So they threw us out, and Speed, the one about the bus, won the Oscar for that year. And ever since then, I have no tolerance for the Oscars. We got to take a break for commercials. Do you have anything else, Francis?
Several.
Uh-oh. All right, talk to you later. Okay, you'll hold. All right, we'll be right back. Hello?
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Francis in North Carolina. And Francis, you said you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, two quick points. One, you said about all the various businesses closing down and so forth because of the economy being really sucky and the toilet and that type of thing. Well, that would certainly explain why it would be a natural notch taken out of people having their own individuality as far as their shopping tastes or habits are concerned, and being narrowed down to they only have a few choices for that matter. So that tends to take a notch on that. And lastly, as I learned that the Health Ranger, his site was, well, the YouTube channels or whatever he had up video-wise as far as health information is concerned, I was stunned to hear about that because, quite frankly, I don't really see where he was basically expressing disinformation or trying to sell anything as far as, I guess they call it spamming, is concerned, because basically the only thing he was doing was primarily giving information that was helpful to people so they could make their own mind up as to what they do or do not do to help their own lives. But
Well, that's why he's a threat. That's why he's a threat. I mean, this purge is not just of conservatives. They're going after anybody who's a threat to the existing order. And right now, the medical industrial complex is getting very, very nervous that people don't just blindly trust them any longer. And so, their websites that question vaccine safety, or they're going to be attacked. People who keep putting out these stories about adverse reactions to vaccines, they want that all to go away.
Well, you know what? They should have thought about that before they started polluting the environment and the people that are being given this garbage to start with. But quite frankly, still, I'm wondering if he's going to even bother to appeal, which he can do, this decision that of it being harmful to community guidelines or whatever have you, which I think is a bunch of tripe to start with, and actually fight for the right to be able to post that information for people that they can help themselves with, for that matter. Now, if the medical industrial complex has a canary, tough noodles. They should have thought about that before they ever started spewing this garbage into the
They just wanted to make money. This is a multi-generational thing where, somebody way back then said, oh, vaccines are a great way to make money. So we just got to come up with more vaccines, and we get the government to force the American people to take them, and we'll all get very rich in the process. And because vaccines are indemnified from civil litigation, they just, anything they can think of, they put in those needles. They realize they're in serious trouble. Their answer is to basically silence anybody who doubts the safety and efficacy of their product. They don't want that to get on out there. They don't want the American people to be fully informed on any issue so that they can make such decisions. They want an obedient herd of sheep who will let them stick them with needles, who will eat the food they're told to eat, and just do as they're told. That's the direction we're heading.
Well, true. However, mind you one thing, though. At least when they were first doing vaccines decades ago, they were actually using a dead virus to do that with. Two or three decades, from about the 80s or 90s up to now, they've been using a live virus, which has really caused a lot of problems. If they had stuck to the procedure they had before, we wouldn't be having the issue of problems. And quite frankly, I think that's a genocidal engineering that they have decided to launch onto, as well as the fact they're making money off of it hand and foot. Their karma's going to hit them if they even don't even believe in karma. It's going to bite them in the tail, so which I'm looking forward to. Have a great one.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. I mean, the big problem with the live virus vaccines, supposedly the viruses have been attenuated, weakened, so they're not supposed to actually cause an illness. They're simply there so that when the adjuvants forms an immune response, the immune system sees the virus and says, oh, this is what I have to go after. And, of course, along the way, we become violently allergic to peanuts and various other side effects. But, again, because the goal is to get to market first and make a lot of money, they've been very, very reckless with this technology. And there is no incentive for them to be more careful because vaccine makers, like computer software makers, are protected from civil litigation. And that is a trend that, unfortunately, is starting to spread to other product lines. And it just illustrates the fact that we have descended from a republic into economic fascism. And that's really exactly where we are. Okay. Basically, this is an embarrassment. All the censoring of conservatives and health information, Facebook actually sent out a survey on how users felt if an adult man was sending sexual messages to a 14-year-old. And they've dragged it back now and realized it was a huge mistake. But look at the double standard. Facebook is banning posts questioning the official story of everything, but thinks it might be okay to allow dirty old men to ask children for naked photos. Right. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's go to the phones. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I know it's okay to express my grievances. What bothers us, we're covered for that. You know,
yes.
Or you wouldn't be here, and I want to tell Bob, I'm sorry if I sound smarmy and ingratiating, but you're the best comprehensive news I have ever heard. Now, I like Daniel because he and I kind of see the same thing the same way, but you are the news guy, and I'm glad to be part of it and be able to get your show even if it's an hour. Okay, here it is. Anything against race? See, we've just entered into some new thing here. Anything against race, sexual propensity, creed, party affiliation, anything anyone says about that, watch out, I think. And what you put in writing, of course, is always, you know, legally challenging. So expressing our grievances, I think we're okay. So you should be able to be around for a long time, I hope. Now, my iBook today, that's very old, I have a new Mac Air, MacBook Air, is it called? I think that I don't use very much because you have to buy more apps for it than the old iBook had. It gave me a warning today that I need to familiarize myself with the new Word guidelines or something. And this was kind of frightening because they have crossed my threshold. I have a right to my papers. I have a right to privacy of my papers and persons and things. They infiltrated my iBook, now my old one that I always draft on, because if I want to write a letter, I can kind of draft it and fiddle with it until I'm ready to write it up or type it up or whatever. I'm going to be watched. There's a new 5G millimeter wave wireless technology they came to the tower behind north of me, and they came up, and there's this big, fat, black pipe going up to this Verizon tower, and now this 5G, which is a lot stronger than what we had before, is now beaming out over all of us, and it even hit my little old iBook. So I'm going to be really careful what I say. I'm not going to say anything against, anything that's politically incorrect. I'm going to play their game because I don't want to be hauled off somewhere. But it's happened now. I mean, it felt kind of weird today because this is what it would have been like, I think, maybe under Mitt. I'm saying maybe under Mitt.
Let me get you two observations. Okay, first of all, if you're connecting to the internet, it doesn't matter whether it's 5G, 4G, or dial-up modem. The internet is being surveilled. There's no question about it. But as I mentioned in my opening dialogue about getting our new Hyundai, the databases are worthless because my wife, 68-year-old choir director, got a hit from the Office of Foreign Asset Control, and we were able to call and get it all sorted out. And they admitted to me that the system is oversensitive, and 99 out of 100 times it's an error when somebody gets flagged. And that tells us that all these government databases, it's just a way of shoveling money at political cronies who own these database companies. They don't really work. And computer engineers have been talking about how the NSA is supposedly copying everything that everybody does around the world. That's too much data, because data is linearly additive, but correlating it is an unlimited mathematical expansion, and there isn't enough computer power on Earth to be able to do that in a timely manner.
So we don't have to be so careful?
I don't think you have to be. I mean, if you're a private citizen, they're not really paying attention to you. It's the people who are visible publicly, like an Alex Jones or like yours truly or like Mike Adams. We're the ones under attack. We're seen as a threat. But ordinary citizens, I would say just live your life. And don't forget, under Nazi Germany, they deliberately tried to sell this myth that the Gestapo was hearing everything and seeing everything, that they could virtually read your mind as a way of scaring people into silence. And unfortunately, it did work. The German people stayed silent no matter how bad things got, and they wound up losing their country.
Well, how did they get into my old antiquated iBook? I mean, how did they get in there to leave me this message?
We're not sure where the message came from. It could have been generated by an app. Are you telling me that your old iBook is not connected to the internet?
No, nothing in this house is connected to the internet. My understanding is that when they put this thing up, because I went out when they were digging the ditch, I went outside and said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Well, we're running this fiber optic cable up to the Verizon tower." And I thought, uh-oh. Well, they evidently got it finished, because all of a sudden there's this wireless technology that just, it sort of like zaps into everything and has come across my threshold into my little iBook that was always private.
Jerry, I got to be very honest. I think that warning was from an internal app, because unless your iBook has a Wi-Fi port in it, they can override the off switch on the Wi-Fi port. But if it's not connected to the internet, if it doesn't have Wi-Fi, it has to be an internal app. And I think you need to relax a little bit, okay?
I know what it is. I had my iBook updated, and ever since then, I had all these weird apps on there, and I threw out most of them because they were scary, and I didn't understand them. So, That's probably it. I updated that. I should have left it as antiquated as it was. I think it would have been
that
better.
That certainly would have been
it.
The case. I mean, I'm missing Windows
yes.
XP. I'm tolerant of Windows 7. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting a message from the control room. It looks like the Alex Jones YouTube channel is it's either still up or it's been restored. So we may be getting them back down. Sherry, I need to let you go. We got other callers waiting on the line right now. So thank you very much for the phone call. And let's switch over to Jeff in Georgia. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good to talk to you. Two things. One is free speech. It's a human right. And the same powers that are going after that free speech did that 100 years ago in the Soviet Union. You know, 100 years ago, they outlawed anti-Semitism as a crime punishable by death, because a lot of the Russian people knew that it was Jewish oligarchs that had actually overthrown the Tsar. But I want to say this, Michael. Saturday, I was listening to RBN, and I heard something that was very encouraging. A person called in and said there needs to be a jubilee. Yes, there needs to be a cancellation of the national debt, not only of this country, but of many countries. There's $70 to $100 trillion in debt. And when you believe that most of those loans to those governments was by banks using fractional banking, meaning they did not have nearly the equity to make those loans, governments have a right to legitimately cancel that debt. And when we cancel that debt, you're going to see that power, that banking oligarchy that's trying to limit our free speech and trying to racialize everything. We have to nurture race relations. You know, Spain, 900,000 years ago, had people living there. And 500,000 years ago, they had Neanderthals. And 40,000 years ago, the Neanderthal went away. He interbred with the Cro-Magnon men.
It's actually thought they interbred with the Cro-Magnon. And certainly looking at some of our politicians, I would say that the Neanderthal traits are still in the gene pool.
Yes, but what I'm saying is this, Michael, is that we have to nurture racial relations. We have thousands and thousands of years of separation, and the banking oligarchy is going to create strife. They control the wealth. They have a massive apparatus, and they're a cartel. And we, you know, we're making progress, but the reason you're seeing a lot of stress out there is they're coming at us hard because there's a global awareness, and they're going to be going after the banking that's trying to run the world, that's trying to illegitimately run republics. That cannot happen. That goes against our natural, that's a definition of a nation.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but as long as the bankers are willing to share some of that ill-gotten gain with the politicians will protect the bankers. It's been that way for 100 years since the creation of the Federal Reserve. Occasionally you'll have a courageous voice like Ron Paul stand up and say, we need a full audit of the Federal Reserve to see just how much real wealth they've accumulated off the backs of the American workers. And there's always opposition in Congress. Oh, leave them alone. And because politicians tend to be corrupt, the only option we have right now is to just wait patiently for the system to tear itself apart, because we're seeing it start to happen now.
Michael, what I think we can do, 55 years ago, Martin Luther King marched nonviolently to end black people being second-class citizens. We could unite with multi-race, multi-ethnic to cancel the debt. We could get out and we could start marching to do this, and it would happen. It will happen because once people are made aware that these loans to governments were made illegitimately through fractional banking, this debt can be
canceled. Worse than that. And when it's worse than that. The central banks just make the money out of thin air. There isn't any equity backing any of it. There's this double shuffle swindle where the Treasury prints up a Treasury bond that represents basically the future enslavement of the American worker. They send this piece of paper over to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve creates a bunch of other ink and paper to then loan into circulation at interest or to send to the government. But again, they're charging interest on money that is created out of thin air. It is a legalized counterfeiting operation, and they've been playing this scam on planet Earth for 300 years, and it is time for it to come to an end. Jeff, I need to let you go. We've got another caller on the line. We're almost to the end of the program here. So let's switch on over to Thomas from Victorville, California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thomas, first-time caller. I was just calling to add a little bit of something maybe to the comments about Frederick DeMond Scott, I believe it is, one shooting. Okay. Justin, it's sort of piggybacking off of what the gentleman said, your previous caller right here, about nurturing race relations. I read an account in the Kansas City paper, I think it was, or online, someplace about DeMond Scott's mother stating that there was a schizophrenia issue in the background. I don't think he had been diagnosed, but his brother had been diagnosed that way, and she was saying, you know, he was a bit of a, him getting arrested for this actually was the best thing that could happen. It's not the best thing that could happen for the people that got killed. I got that. But I just think it's important to put that little caveat out there in the public sphere as well, that, you know, this guy has some issues. Black people, the ones that I know anyway, the ones that I've known all my life, are not sitting around planning, killing a bunch of white people. I promise you that. If anything...
Well, no, I believe you. I believe you. You know, this is an individual, and he may have been schizophrenic, which means he was probably on this prescription psychiatric medication. Here's a question that is worth asking right now. And setting aside the fact that the psychiatric industry is trying to define all behaviors as mental illness, looking at the real mental illness issue, the numbers have been going up. The per capita incidence of these kinds of serious mental aberrations is increasing. Is it the result of the environment? Is it the result of some of these chemicals that are getting dumped into our food without being fully checked on out? Because it does seem like there are a lot of crazy people out there right now.
All of the above and even more. I mean, we, you know, our Hollywood was celebrated last night, but I, you know, come on, let's look at the product that's being put out. Okay? So there's that. We get this stuff at a young age, and at the end of the day, I mean, I can't manage it myself. I'm like 60 years old. It's hard imagining what someone who doesn't have the before or the history of just how this process works. It's frightening. So yes, we are at war. So we have to understand at the same time that, and it comes in all different kinds of shapes and forms because they're very powerful. So I just to be brief though, to cut it off. I know you got to go. I wish everybody just like it understands. Always suspect the usual suspects first. You know, and then go from there. Usual suspect being so-called powers that shouldn't be.
Well, I question your comment that they're very powerful and they're very strong, because if they were, they wouldn't be acting the way they are. They wouldn't be trying to shut down the independent media. They wouldn't be trying to go for the cashless society. I see these as signs of extreme fragileness, both in the government and in the central banking system. They're stretched way too thin.
I back off of that. I would say that they're powerful. I'll say that they have a track record that's extremely frightening, though. So they need to be dealt with very cautiously.
Well, we're doing what we're doing. We're acting within the letter of the law, whereas obviously Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are not. Because here in the independent media, we vow to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all threats, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith 100%. And allegiance to same.
100%. So, but you know, I'm going to go because I don't want to take all your time. I'm glad Claire is well too. Like I said, I'm a first time caller. It's been an honor speaking with you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And Claire's not all the way better. She's better. And again, even with the new Hyundai, Hawaii's roads are so bad and so full of potholes, it's actually getting in the way of her recovering fully. So it's just a never-ending circus. Anyway, thanks, Thomas. We're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break, but what's on your mind, Dan?
I just disagree with you on tariffs. I think tariffs are the only way to bring jobs back. I think the theory that ingenuity and this and that building the best product has proven false over the past 50 years because they can build it for cheaper. And whatever we engineer better, they're just going to copy and produce it cheaper a year later.
They don't. I know there's a big problem with copying over in China, but that's why I favor a renewed space program to leap us forward ahead of the rest of the world, the way the Apollo moon program did that led to the 70s, 80s, and 90s tech boom. We did it before. We can do it again. Dan, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And anyway, getting on back to the subject of the purge, the computer corporation's crackdown on conservative speech or speech that questions the official line on anything, including vaccines. And yet they're actually out there saying, you know, it might be okay to let dirty old man ask children for naked pictures. Another story along that same line over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Apparently, firms like Google and Facebook are profiting from the exploitation of young women who are smuggled into Great Britain and forced to work in what are called pop-up brothels. In other words, they'll open up a space, put a phony sign out front, but it's actually a sex club and massage parlor, and they'll rent it for maybe a month or two, and then they'll shut it down and move again to stay ahead of the police. And they're using these internet sites like Google and Facebook to basically sell their wares. And apparently the British government is now considering new laws to make these corporate social media platforms liable when smuggling gangs use their websites to pimp their victims to men who pay for sex. So again, liberal hypocrisy, conservative speech, oh, we can't have that. Dirty old man and naked children, maybe. You know. Prostitution, exploitation, yeah, no big deal. Story coming out of ZDNet.com. How long will your Apple device last? And apparently somebody has been doing a survey of the durability of the Apple products, including iPhones, iPads, Macs, Apple Watches, the iPod Touch. And they did a study between 2013 and today, and the average lifespan for your device is 4 years and 3 months. And that actually does line up with the business model of these companies that you upgrade your device every 5 years. You don't get to just buy it and use it for the rest of your life. It's planned obsolescence. They don't want to make money from you just once. They want to keep making money from you year after year after year after year. And I think smartphone technology has pretty much plateaued. In fact, it's gone a little ridiculous with Apple's facial scanner that doesn't really work. So how do you get people to keep on buying product when there really isn't any place to take them? The cameras are already excellent. The phones are very convenient. It's easy. You design them to not last very long at all. There used to be a video out there, I think it got taken down for copyright violation. It was called Pyramids of Waste or the Light Bulb Conspiracy. And it was an excellent, excellent documentary on how American businesses do not want to make quality products, because a product that never wears out or never breaks down is a business disaster. And finally, a story over at motherboard.vice. Apparently, Israel has been soliciting zero-day exploits from American hackers. They're literally trying to hunt down these hackers and say, if you have any zero-day exploits, we will buy them from you. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. We have to keep up the pressure on the corporate media, on the government. We have to keep pushing back peacefully, nonviolently, but we just don't cooperate with them anymore. We don't listen to them anymore. We know they have been lying to us for our entire lifetimes to our detriment. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.